Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is 2 Samuel chapter 24, verses 15 through 24. So the Lord sent a pestilence upon Israel from the morning until the appointed time, and 70,000 men of the people from Dan to Beersheba died. When the angel stretched out his hand toward Jerusalem to destroy it, the Lord relented from the calamity and said to the angel who destroyed the people, "It is enough. Now relax your hand." And the angel of the Lord was by the threshing floor of Arauna the Jebusite. Then David spoke to the Lord when he saw the angel who was striking down the people and said, "Behold, it is I who have sinned, and it is I who have done wrong. But these sheep, what have they done? Please let your hand be against me and against my father's house." So Gad came to David that day and said to him, "Go up, erect an altar to the Lord on the threshing floor of Arauna the Jebusite." David went up, according to the word of Gad, just as the Lord had commanded. Arauna looked down and saw the king and his servants crossing over toward him, and Arauna went out and bowed his face to the ground before the king. Then Arauna said, "Why has my lord the king come to his servant?" And David said, "To buy the threshing floor from you, in order to build an altar to the Lord, that the plague may be held back from the people." Arauna said to David, "Let my lord the king take and offer up what is good in his sight. Look, the oxen for the burnt offering, the threshing sledges and the yokes of the oxen for the wood. Everything, O king, Arauna gives to the king." And Arauna said to the king, "May the Lord your God accept you." However, the king said to Arauna, "No, but I will surely buy it from you for a price. For I will not offer burnt offerings to the Lord, my God, which cost me nothing." So David bought the threshing floor and the oxen for 50 shekels of silver.
When David wanted to build an altar to the Lord, Arauna the Jebusite wanted to give him land, oxen, and all the items he would need. But David knew burnt offerings that cost him nothing wouldn't be an acceptable sacrifice to the Lord. Likewise, God's sacrifice of his son wasn't free. In fact, it was extremely costly. We often hear about God's grace as a gift freely given to us, and while it's true we don't have to pay, it came at a very high price. In response to God's generous gift of forgiveness, those of us who have received it should offer him our best gifts as well. Frequently, however, we fall short and simply go through the motions, serving dutifully but remaining unengaged. Or it could mean reserving our best energy for ourselves or others. We might even set God on the shelf for later, thinking we'll get back to him when we have a minute. But it's easy for time to get away from us before we make good on our intentions. In what way do you feel God inviting you to give him your time? What does it look like to give him your affection? Is there some part or parts of your life that the Lord is yearning for you to share with him? Let us be like David and give God our best, not just what's left over.